USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says he's giving a break to homeowners who are in financial trouble because of the coronavirus pandemic.
We can announce today a 90-day grace period for mortgage payments for borrowers economically impacted by the COVID outbreak.
President Trump traveled to Virginia to send a Navy ship north to help with non-coronavirus cases.
After being rushed out of maintenance with historic speed, it was supposed to be here for 4 weeks and they did it in 4 days. The Comfort will arrive at Pier 90 in Manhattan on Monday, 3 weeks ahead of schedule. Its crew will begin treating patients on Tuesday.
He says he may impose a quarantine on parts of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, but it's still not clear he has the legal authority to do that. This is USA Radio News.
I was talking with a business colleague, Mark, down in Las Vegas. We were talking about other things. He said, by the way, I bought your MyPillow. You did? He says, yeah, I went to MyPillow.com, used your promo code USA, and guess what? It's wonderful. I've had a great night's sleep, and you can have a good night's sleep, too. With somebody like Mark, who is so incredibly busy with all the things that he does, he needs a good night's sleep, and he gets one now with his MyPillow, just like I do. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. You can buy one, get one free. Special continues on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, washable, dryable. Get that with any other pillow. Yeah, right. Get it with your MyPillow. Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, use the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and get the best night's sleep of your life.
Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden spoke during a CNN town hall meeting. He said, based on data he's gotten from medical experts, things will probably return to normal sometime in June. He said, though, that no one really knows for certain.
What we do know is that it's a false choice to make, saying that you either open the economy or everything goes to hell, or, in fact, you take care of the medical side. You cannot make this economy grow until you deal with the virus.
Currently, there are over 104,000 reported coronavirus cases in the country and nearly 2,000 deaths. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has become the first leader of a major country to test positive for the COVID-19 virus. There have been 3 new outbreaks appearing in the U.S. Deaths are now surging in Italy and also in Spain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New coronavirus test kits are now available, and the results are much faster. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized the emergency use of a new rapid coronavirus test that could give patients results in less than 15 minutes. Abbott, the medical device company that created the test, said it can deliver results in as little as 5 minutes and negative results by 13 minutes. Other approved tests are able to provide results within hours or days. The company said it's ramping up production to deliver 50,000 tests to the U.S. healthcare system starting next week. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
While food industry experts report the system is strained, the biggest problem is demand and not the supply chain. USA's John Clements reports.
One of those experts is Doug Baker with the Food Industry Association based in Washington, D.C.
The machines are running. The product is flowing. The trucks are on the road. The employees are stocking. It's just keeping up with that demand.
Baker of the Food Industry Association believes the coronavirus has changed the world in many ways, including how we will buy food in the future.
If you weren't a friend of technology or you didn't choose to shop online, you liked to go in the store, and now you're staying home and you're getting comfortable with that, that's probably going to be a skill that you maintain and you do more of.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.